Good morning. In this, the third perek of Chovos HaLevavos, Shara Bitachon, the Chovos HaLevavos now returns to the topic he discussed last week, the seven reasons why we should be Boteach BaHashem. Now he tells us, now by taking them apart, we'll start to see them within Hashem himself. This is the first thing we need to remember, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Rachmanis more than anybody else. The fact of the matter is, Rachmanis only comes from Hashem. Any sense of Rachmanis that we have, some of the most clearest sense of mercy that we see in the world, mothers who show mercy to their babies, where does that come from? It comes because Hashem shows mercy to his babies, to all of his creations in the world. Think about it, says Rav Matzil Salomon, picking up on the words of the Chovos HaLevavos. Why does one show Rachmanis? Why? Because his heart is stirred. How many times in literature, even in the secular literature, will we find somebody who had a hardened heart, somebody who was always a nasty, horrible, no good, very bad person, and all of a sudden went through some experience and showed some mercy? Where did that come from? It came because of Hashem. Somehow it was demonstrated to each and every one of us, and we therefore show the incredible sense of mercy. Says Rav Matisyo, going deeper, if you think about it, the people who are most likely to show mercy are the ones who have all the reason in the world not to. Take it, for instance, a mommy who has to take care of her baby and hears the baby cry, shows all the mercy in the world for the baby's crying. Technically speaking, the child gives absolutely nothing to the mother. Absolutely nothing. All the child does is cry and complain and keep the mother up and destroy the mother's life. Technically speaking, there is no greater drain than having a baby, except for the fact that there's no greater pleasure. And why is that? Because then the mother has something inside of her, call it a mother's instinct, to take care of that baby. Where does that mother's instinct come from? It's the same one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and that God implants inside each and every mommy who decides that she wants to display this teva, this nature. And where does that come from? Its source is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Matzio carries it further to try to explain all sorts of great tragedies that exist in the world. When a person is a Baal Bitachon, world tragedies become avenues and opportunities to see the Rachmanis of Hashem and to see the Bitachon that we have. Bitachon becomes an organizing pattern, therefore, to understand great tragedies, to understand that there is a system and there is a means, and even if it doesn't make sense to us, we'll be able to understand He is the Rachman. He is the one who shows that Rachmanis, and therefore it's Kedai. It's worthwhile for us to place our trust in Him. As an example, the Chovos HaLevavos says, you have to understand, when a person who doesn't understand how to fix something broken, take for instance a mechanic who has to fix a car, and after he tries to work on what the problem in the car is, can't figure it out. What does he do with the car? He sends it back to the company. And he turns to the company and he says, look, I can't fix it, right? But if you're the one who made the car, you certainly will be able to figure out why it is that the car is not running in order to be able to fix it. Well, God created humankind. And so therefore, He has the ability to figure out how to fix humankind and to demonstrate how we're supposed to fix ourselves. But the beginning begins from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the brilliance of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu perceives. The fact is, sometimes it happens that Hashem has to go ahead and break things down, right? He wants us to understand that we can't just simply whack a car, just like the mechanic can't just randomly pick up a wrench and start clanking different parts and expect it to turn around and start and turn over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do that as well, unless he has to turn around and hit something in the right place in order to all of a sudden see something that was out of place slip back into place. And that's one of the things that sometimes happens in our lives as well. We go through an epidemic like the one, or the pandemic that like the one we're in the middle of right now, and we ask ourselves, well, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing all this? I don't know the answer to the question, but I certainly know this much. However we're emerging, somehow, there's supposed to be a shake-up that's supposed to go on. and if we pick up the lessons of the shakeup that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us, then we will be able to grow from the experience. And he will be able to teach us the lesson that he is the Yachid, he is the Kol Yachol, and he's giving us that ability. And so as you're going through the pandemic and you're reading all the news, think not of all the death, but rather of all the wonderful, healthy things that are going on in the world. Take a look at all the people who are showing tremendous rahmanas. The stories are out there. Take a look at the people from the greatest governmental leaders of the world to the simplest acts of kindness that are being performed by individuals. Take it and appreciate it and realize where it all emanates. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'ezus Hashem, become a part of it so that we can become a part of it to enter a world where Hayah Hashem L'melech al kol haaretz, Bayamahu Yeh Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. Have a great day.